Well, Stuart, assess that one for us if you can.
Probably one of the worst performances since I've been involved. I think we showed them too much respect. Didn't get in amongst them, didn't get tackling until probably about the 85th minute. Hard enough to play against the Bournemouth side with 11 men, not only 10 men. But what's disappointed me was our when we did have some decent play, we had far too many players didn't take responsibility, either taking a full-back on or taking a defender on to create a chance for us.
I saw you at times waving your side out. Do you think they were sitting too deep? You seem to be gesticulating to them to get out, get upfield.
No. I think the distances between the back four, the midfield and the forwards, it was too disjointed, because what happened when the ball did go forward, we didn't win enough second balls. And like I say, you're not going to win games of football if you don't put tackles in. Yeah, we're not guaranteed to win the first ball, but we've got to be competing for the second ball against a good side who dominated the possession.
Balls into the box as well seemed to be lacking this evening. Didn't seem to really have any chances with inside the penalty area.
Well, it's a bit unusual for us. And again, like I just said, we've just had a good meeting with amongst the players, and we've just said, look, at the end of the day, we have to create chances for the forwards. And if it is... In the end, I thought Jeremy Herland started first half, had opportunities to maybe get at their defenders. Second, which he didn't do. And same with Liam Palmer, where your full-backs end up becoming very important. Jack McGormer, Chris Maguire, or whether it be Royston. And then second half, Jeremy's picked up the ball and shows it gives the crowd a lift. Everything's in your favour as a wide man. The only thing in the defender's favour is winning the ball. So we just said there now that the most important thing is, like, let's learn from this disappointing performance and totally gutted the way we performed against a very good side. But the sending off probably didn't help us, and it just allowed us to give them a little bit more confidence, and we just lacked a little bit of self-belief. But as we showed last season at Bournemouth, we went down to 10 men and won with 10 men. So like I said to the players there, look, you can't just expect sending off to affect you. You've got to respond to it. But we didn't get a response.
I was going to ask about the two yellow cards for Royce and Drenthe. What did you make to the two incidents?
The first one was just in front of the dugout. I think the referee's booked him for the intent. He's not really caught the lad. And then Royston says he's got the ball. So again, I've not seen it. But once you're on that yellow card and you go to ground, you're always going to make a decision for the referee a little bit easier. But like that, I'm just disappointed when we went down to 10 men, it was the response that we had.
We were about to bring him off as well, because I saw Stevie Maid stripped off and was ready to come on at that point. Was Royston likely to come off at that stage?
No, I was going to keep Royston on. I was going to get Taylor Fletcher and Stevie Maid on, but suddenly just had to rejig it. So we went like a 3-4-2 just to get two players up front. But I've just said to him in there, probably the best thing for us is probably playing Rotherham at home on Saturday, because the crowd will be up for it. One thing I do know is that the players are very disappointed with the performance tonight, and we'll definitely be up for it on Saturday.
Was it quite a frank discussion afterwards? Then we stood here now a good 40, 45 minutes after the game, which is longer than you usually take to come see us. Your voice is a bit broken as well, if I'm reading between the lines. Was it quite a frank discussion?
Yeah, there's a few home truths. And at the end of the day, like I say, we're struggling to win a game at home, and we need big characters. And going down to 10 men, you still need big characters. And playing at Hillsbury, you should enjoy playing here. We seem a very Jekyll and Hyde team. We go away from home and perform fantastically well. Play well, we play with confidence. For some reason here, there was lacking confidence. And so hopefully we can sort of regroup on Thursday and get it sorted for Saturday.
And you said only to me on Thursday that you wanted your side to lift the crowd. You wanted them to come out and do something that got the crowd going.
Well, we got in the first half, we got into several good areas where, like I said to the players, is take responsibility. The crowd want to see people getting taken on. That's what Bournemouth have done to us tonight. But in the end, we're turning backwards, and suddenly my two centre-halves on my goalkeeper are ending up with the ball when we were probably 70 yards further up the pitch.
It's just a sense of disappointment, isn't it? It felt just like there was a whole sense of disappointment around the night tonight. The fans go home disappointed, boos at the full-time whistle.
I never have your right to boo. And like I said to the players, is that it's all right when we've played the derbies and the forests and we've played reasonably well. But these are the games that you should enjoy. Well, there are football inside, but I don't think a tackle went in till the 85th minute. I don't think we won a second ball till probably the 86th minute. So at the end of the day, if you don't win first and second balls and you don't put tackles in, you're not going to win the games of football.
Is this as angry as you've been as Owls manager?
I'm as disappointed, yeah, because I know I've got better players in that dressing room. They're disappointed, but like I say, it's how you react to a sending off. And I was disappointed that suddenly they thought, oh, wow, we're beaten here. We're a beaten team when Royston got sent off. And we showed that at Bournemouth last season when we went down to 10 men. We ended up winning the game 4-2 with 10 men, so anything can happen. And nobody stops you from running. Nobody stops you from working hard. But the disappointing thing tonight is, like I say, we didn't put a tackle in, we didn't get any crosses in. There was not enough end product either.
I heard their chairman just chatting to Eddie Howe out in the corridor here, and he was saying the difference he felt was that his two central midfielders, when they got the ball, looked forwards, looked to get on the front foot, and your two looked sideways and looked backwards.
And as you said, that at the end of the day, it doesn't matter whatever team you play. If you play square and backwards, you're not going to score goals, you're not going to cause problems. So I think their back four have probably had a comfortable evening this evening. And that's the disappointing thing, because away from home, we're up around about the 15, 20 goal attempts, and as we saw on Charlton on Saturday, you've got to ask questions of defenders. If you get defenders facing the wrong goal, you are going to cause problems. But I don't think they're defender. I never saw their back four numbers at all, because we never got them turned at all.
Does it show that need to strengthen then in the loan market, do you think?
Of course it does, yeah. Because again, we've lost Royston now. He'll be suspended. We've lost Joe Matter. I think Joe Matter, the results come back, said he's going to be 6 weeks. So we are thin on the ground. So, but doesn't matter who comes in. You've got to roll the sleeves up, fight and scrap, and have a big heart.
Any closer to bringing anyone in?
not as of today, but hopefully tomorrow.
Joe Matter, really disappointing, that, isn't it? 6 weeks.
Yeah. Again, I think it's you don't mind if it was a tackle that's gone in. He's twisted his own ankle with his studs. But no, he's a big loss. But I thought Jeremy was coming at left back tonight. But again, Jeremy excited the crowd when he's running at people and taking defenders on. I don't think he did that enough in the first half. Again, he checked out and played backwards or square. But it wasn't just Jeremy. It was Liam. It was Royston. It was Jack McGomer. So we're going to find it difficult to score goals if we keep doing that. And then my two centre-halves end up with the ball and the keeper. So we've got to learn from it. And like I say, probably the best thing for us is having a local derby on Saturday.